We'll work together. Well, it's good to be with you this morning. Thanks for having me.
很高兴今天早上跟大家在一起。
My name is Jason, or my Chinese name is Bai Qihua, and I'm a missionary at the University of Buffalo.
我叫中文名叫白启华，我在UB 做这个传教工作。不好意思，今天出点事，大家来迟到了。
And and my family and I lived in Suzhou, China for 11 years, from 2004 to 2015. And for the last 8 years, we've been helping grow a ministry to international students at the University of Buffalo.
在过去的几年中，我一直在UB做学生的时候。
And so it's been a really great process, and we've really enjoyed being in Buffalo and also worshiping here with you.
其实一个很好的事工，然后我也很享受这事工的过程，也享受我们在Buffalo可以跟大家一起敬拜的这个事过程。
I have four children.
我有四个小孩。
And today is my youngest daughter's birthday. She's 7 years old.
今天是我最小的一个孩子的生日，他已经七岁了。
She's never been to China. She's never been to China.
她从来没有去过中国。
I have two children born in China, in Shanghai.
我有两个小孩，他们出生在中国。
And my oldest lived in China from 2 months old till 9 years old, so she lived there most of her life.
最小的从2个月到9岁。
But my youngest has never been to China before.
但是我最小的那个从来没有去过中国。
But she eats lots of Chinese food. We love Chinese food in our house.
但是她喜欢吃中国菜。
Did you see what's in the back? Zongzi.
后面是什么? 里面是什么?
This is a Chinese church. I love Chinese church.
这是食物, 这是一个就是中国教会啊。
Yeah, Zongzi. Zongzi, 对不对? Is that Zongzi? Zongzi. One of the things that my family loved about living in Suzhou was how beautiful a city it was.
我们在苏州生活的时候，我们非常喜欢的一件事情就是苏州是一个很美的城市。
Anyone ever been to Suzhou? Anyone?
你去过苏州吗？
It's famous for gardens.
它的园林很出名。
Silk.
它的丝绸。
But even if you go to the city now, it's almost like the whole city is a garden. It's almost like a garden city.
如果说你去到这个城市的话，它有点像一个花园城市。
Suzhou's partnered with Singapore to help develop the city.
就苏州和新加坡合作来开发他们的这个城市。
And one of the things that you notice about Suzhou is the number of trees. Trees everywhere.
其中一件事你就可以发现，你可以注意到，它那边有很多的树。
And these are trees that they brought from somewhere, I don't know where, and they transplanted them and planted them all over the city, tens of thousands of trees.
他们就是种植，还有就是运输，还有把这个树从别的地方运过来，然后再种到苏州这里，大概有几万棵树。
The development in China is so much that Suzhou is not the only city. There's many cities like this in China where they're bringing in planting trees everywhere.
当然在中国还有很多像苏州一样的城市，他们从各处运来树，然后再把树种到城市里面。
I'd always wonder, like, where do these trees come from?
其实我一直想，这个树到底是从哪里来的？
Like, how much do these trees cost?
这个树到底要花多少钱？
I don't know. I'm sure they're very expensive. But they're very beautiful. Well, this is our home. And maybe it's because we lived in Suzhou, but we've been inspired to plant some trees also at our home. We've been doing a lot of work in our backyard. I've shared before about some of the work I'm doing in my backyard.
在这几年中，我也对我的后院做了一些整修，然后
We built a deck. We built a fence.
这个我们建了一个篱笆，然后我们也建了一个后院的平台。
We painted the fence, stained the fence.
我们油漆了这个我们的篱笆。
And one of the last things we're doing is planting trees.
然后最后的一步就是种树。
Isn't there a phrase in China, if your plan is 1 year, plant rice, if your plan is 10 years, plant trees, if your plan is 100 years, educate children? Isn't there a phrase about this?
就是中文有一句话叫十年树木，百年树人。
Right. So I guess we have a 10-year plan. 10-year plan, we're planting trees.
所以说我们这边的计划是十年。
But if you know anything about this, we're kind of transplanting thing. We went to a tree nursery. We bought the trees, and then we put them in the ground here.
我们不是在种树，其实我们有点像在移植树。我们去一个花园那种产品的店，我们把它买回来小树苗，然后种在地里。
And when you transplant a tree, it's actually very scary, very scary.
但你在移植这个树的时候，其实是一件非常可怕的事。
It's easy to kill trees.
其实非常容易把这个树给杀死。
You know, you can, you have to plant them in the right way. You have to put them in the ground, but you can't put them too deep.
你种的时候，你就要确定你不可以把它们埋太深了。
You have to water the trees, but not too much.
你也需要给这个树浇水，但是也不能浇太多。
You have to add fertilizer to the trees, but not too much.
你要给它施肥，但是也不能施太多。
And then there's other things that can kill these trees.
还有其他的因素也可以让这棵树死掉。
Actually, the place that we buy the trees, they give a 1 year warranty that if you kill the tree in 1 year, they'll give you another one.
就是说我们这个买树的地方，他给我们提供一年的保固。如果说一年之内一个树死掉，他可以给你换新的。
So this is a picture after we transplanted the trees into the ground.
所以说这是我们种好之后的这个场景。
And so one of the things that we noticed in the first week is that some of the leaves were starting to dry up.
在我们种好之后呢，然后我们发现这个有些树叶它就干掉。
We're like, uh-oh.
哎呀，完蛋。
We realized we weren't watering the trees enough.
然后我发现可能我们没有给这个树浇足够的水。
So we've been watering the trees and taking care of the trees, and so far we have not killed the trees.
所以说我们从那时候我们比较注意浇水，然后比较注意给它施肥，然后我们到目前为止这个树还活着。
These are like our children, 11 new children.
所以说这些有点像我们新的小孩。
Yeah, or friends, 11 new friends. We want to keep them alive, right?
或者说11个新的朋友，我们希望他们活得好好的。
But it's hard to transplant trees.
所以但是总体来说是，这来移植这个树也是非常难的一件事情。
Well, I think in a similar way, the Christian life is kind of like a tree that's being taken from one place and transplanted to another.
然后基督徒的生命也有点像以移植树一样，从一个地方到另外一个地方。
We've been transplanted.
我们其实都被移植过。
In Colossians chapter 1, verses 13 and 14, it says, God delivered us from the kingdom of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. So we've been transferred from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of Jesus.
哥罗西书一章十三到十四节说到，就我们脱离黑暗的国，把我们迁到他爱子的国里，我们在他爱子里蒙救赎，罪得赦免。所以说我们的生活从黑暗的地方迁到神的国里面。
And so in some ways our lives are like these trees. It can be difficult to go through this transplant process.
有些人的生命呢，却很难通过这个移植的这一步。
You know, the Bible talks about three things that Christians have to deal with that we struggle against: the world, the flesh, and the devil.
圣经经常提到三件事，我们作为基督徒，我们比较难逾越。第三件事就是，世界、身体，还有魔鬼。
And as we look at the book of 1 Peter today, one of the main big ideas in the book of 1 Peter is these Christians are dealing with persecution and pressure from the world. This is a big part of the context of the book of 1 Peter.
所以说我们读到彼得前书这一本书的时候，就是你发现基督徒所受到来自于世界的迫害。
So it's like, as Christians, we've been transferred from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of Jesus, but at the same time, we're still living in this world.
所以说我们作为一个基督徒，我们已经从黑暗的国出来，然后到神的国里面，但是同样的，我们还活在这个世界里面。
And so this can be difficult and confusing at times.
所以说有时候我们其实对我们的身份，我们会感到非常的疑惑。
And that's exactly what's going on here in the book of 1 Peter. Peter is writing to encourage these believers. How do you live in the midst of a hostile, difficult world? How do you live?
其实彼得所写他这本书的目的也是为了来鼓励当时的基督徒，然后教导他们，他们要怎么样在这一个敌意的社会中来生活。
And as we come here to verses 13 through 17, the main idea of the passage is this. Being a witness for Jesus, for Christ, combines godly behavior and godly speech under the lordship of Jesus Christ.
就是他这里也说到为基督做见证，包括在基督的主权之下，敬虔的行为和敬虔的言语。
We're not only called to follow Jesus, but we're also called to be witnesses for him.
我们其实作为基督徒，我们不仅是被呼召来作为他的这个跟随者，而且也是要来作为他的见证者。
And so as we come to verses 13 through 17, we're going to learn three truths that will help us learn how to be witnesses for Jesus.
接下来我们要讨论的三件事，就是我们要来学习怎么样来做一个真正的基督的见证人。
And as we come to verses 13 and 14, we learn the first truth.
来，我们再来到第一个，我们看到第一件事情。
And the first truth is this: is brothers and sisters, realize the place of your witness.
这里第一步呢，就是你们发现你们这个世界。
Yeah, because we are witnesses for Christ, we must realize the place that we're a witness. What does it say here in verse 13? Go to the next slide. Verse 13. Now, who is there to harm you if you are zealous for doing what is good? But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you will be blessed. So you can see the hostility around these Christians.
你们你们在这里可以，我们读到这一经文，就是十三章，你说到，你们若是热心行善，有谁害你们呢？你们就是为义受苦，也是有福的。不要怕人的威吓，也不要惊慌。所以说，你们从这里可以发现，大家其实是受到逼迫的。
Yeah. In verse 14, it says, "But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you will be blessed." You see, there's a blessing that comes for suffering for Jesus. This reminds me of Matthew chapter 5, verse 10, and the Beatitudes.
如果说你们为义受逼迫，你们也是有福的。所以说，这其实也其实联系到之前圣经说的八福。
You know, earlier in the book of 1 Peter, it says in chapter 2, verse 10, that we are sojourners, or 11, chapter 2, verse 11. Beloved, I urge you as sojourners and exiles to abstain from the passions of the flesh. So he describes us as sojourners and exiles as we pass through this world.
Chapter
2, verse 11. 第二章是一节。I might have not written it down, but
yeah, okay.
Sojourners and exiles.
就是意思是说，第二章十三节十一节说到，我们其实在这个世界上是一个被 遗弃的，还有是过客。
But yet we're in the midst of a dark world.
但是我们很确定的是，我们其实在一个黑暗的社会还有世界中生活。
Sometimes as we live as Christians, there's not a lot of pressure.
有时候我们作为一个基督徒，生活中不会太有很多压力。
But sometimes there's a lot of pressure.
但是有时候生活中会有很大的压力。
Perhaps some of you from China have this question, where is it more difficult to be a Christian? Is it more difficult to be a Christian in China, or is it more difficult to be a Christian in America?
Yeah, 大家真的很多都是中国来的，所以我想问大家一个问题，到底是在中国做一个基督徒生活难，还是在美国做一个基督徒生活难？
In China, there are challenges.
在中国有很多的挑战。
In America, there's challenges now.
在美国其实我们现在也面临很多挑战。
I'll share stories from when I was a college student.
我想跟大家分享一个在我大学时候发生的事情。
So I went to Damon College and I studied physical therapy.
我上的大学是 Damon College, Damon 大学，然后当时学的是物理治疗。
And I studied there a long time ago, more than 20 years ago.
其实是二十年前了。
But even then, when you live in the dorms of an American university,The dorms are crazy. It's wild. The students are wild.
当时就是，尽管是二十年前，其实美国大学宿舍都差不多，学生都很疯狂。
So there I was a young Christian, and I was being transplanted from my home into the dorms.
所以说，当时我作为一个年轻的基督徒，我是被从我的家中移植到这个宿舍里面。
So maybe this is a big difference between American college students and Chinese college students, but American college students are wild. They like to drink. They like to party.
所以说这是很可能是中国的这个大学生跟美国大学生很不同。中国大学生可能比较守规矩，美国的大学生喜欢喝酒，然后喜欢这种狂欢。
And so all of my roommates, all of my dorm mates wanted me to drink. They wanted me to party.
所以说当时我的室友都想要我跟他们一起。来 party， 然后还一起来喝酒。
But I refused. I just didn't. I said no. I'm not going to do that.
然后，但是当时我拒绝了。我说我不要做。
Or they would be sitting in the cafeteria eating, and they'd say really bad jokes, really bad jokes.
或者说他们在这个中午在这个餐厅吃饭的时候，他们也会说一些非常坏的笑话。
And so as a Christian, I didn't want to laugh at the bad jokes.
作为一个基督徒，我其实对这些，不想因为这些非常坏的这个笑话来笑。
And they began to look at me like I was a crazy person. Like, who is this guy? What's wrong with him?
但当我种种的行为之后呢，他们就觉得说我才是疯了的那一个。
They thought I was crazy.
他们觉得我疯了，觉得这个笑话都很好笑，酒也很好喝。
They even gave me a funny name. They gave me a funny name because they thought I was crazy.
他们甚至给我起了一个外号。
And so it was difficult. You know, and at first they thought I was crazy, but later they began to respect me. They began to respect me.
但刚开始的时候觉得我，他们觉得我这个疯了，然后但是后来呢，他们开始尊敬我。
And so,I don't know for you, maybe at work or you have friends, maybe they think you're crazy too, as a Christian.
有时候你们在你的朋友面前，或者说你们在的工作的地方，他们是不是也觉得你疯了呢？
And I think as Christians, there's two potential problems that we can run into in situations like this. And the first problem is retreat.Retreat.
然后其实有两个我们可以潜在的这个问题。第一个就是我们来退休来逃跑。
I don't want any non-Christian friends. My children will only go to Christian school. I only work for a Christian company. On and on.
你可以选择我不想要任何一个非基督徒的朋友，也不想要去一个非基督徒的学校。然后也不想跟非基督徒的人一起来生活。
I remember I spent 1 year going to seminary in Kentucky, and when you were at the seminary, it was almost impossible to know non-Christians. Everyone was a Christian. It was like this whole Christian world. I did not know hardly any non-Christians that year.
其实我记得我 有一年上的是神学院，这个神学院在肯塔基州。但当时呢，我的朋友们全部都是基督徒，没有因为神学院的人没有一个是不是基督徒的。
And actually, it was very nice. It was nice.
那其实我感觉非常好。
It was very comfortable.
也感觉非常的舒服。
But God does not call us to live that way.
但是神对我们的呼召不是在这里，不是于此。
Yeah, in John chapter 20, verse 21, Jesus says, Peace I give to you, as the Father has sent me, so now I am sending you.
所以说约翰福音20章21节这里说到，耶稣又对他们说，愿你们平安，父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。
And to be honest, that's why I went to China.
所以说这就是对我去，这是为什么我去了中国。
Because there's so many people in China who have never heard the gospel.
因为在中国还有很多人没有听过福音。
And I wanted to use my life to go there and tell these beautiful people about Jesus.
而我就想要去那边，然后用我的生命，然后来告诉他们关于福音的事。
Was it easy?
当时很简单吗？
No, it was not easy for me.
对我来说其实并不是很简单一件事。
It's culture shock.
然后有这个文化对我的冲击。
There's pressure. It was difficult.
有压力，外在的压力，其实是一件很难的，对我来说很难的一件事。
But I knew that God was sending me to China, and I was very happy to go.
但是我内心有个呼召，就是神对我来做的差遣，我也很愿意来去。
I also have some Christian friends that say, "How can you live in New York State? How can you live in Buffalo?"
当时我也有很多基督徒朋友问我说，你怎么可以在纽约州生活呢？你怎么样可以在这个 Buffalo 生活
？The weather's bad.
这边的这个天气这么糟。
And the politics are.It's bad.
政治环境也很糟。
I said, "This is where God has called me."
我跟他们说，这是神对我的差遣。
There's so many people in Buffalo that need to hear about Jesus.
在 Buffalo 也有很多人需要来听到神的福音。
There's so many students at the University of Buffalo who need to hear about Jesus.
在 UB 也有很多人，也有很多的学生，他们需要听到神的话。
So problem number one.
所以说我们这个第一个问题。
We want to retreat.
作为基督徒，我们想要逃跑。
But God is sending us. We cannot retreat. We must be sent.
但是神差遣了我们，告诉我们我们不能逃。
Another problem in this situation is conformity. Conformity.
第二个问题就是遵守。
Maybe at first we don't want to conform, but over time it's easy to conform to the world around us.
有时候就是，我们不太想遵守这个世界这个行为，作为一个基督徒，但是有时候潜移默化的，就是我们慢慢的，然后也被世界改变了。
What does it say in Romans 12:2? Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
十二章二节说到，不要效法这世界，只要心意更新而变化。
And so, really, this is what I did in college.
那所以说，这也是我在读大学的时候，所做的事。
I was living in the dorms, surrounded by non-Christians.
在住宿舍的时候，我们周围没有基督徒。
But I went to Bible study every week.
但是我每周都去查经。
I found a very good church.
当时找到一个非常好的教会。
I was able to serve in church, and there are other Christian families that really loved me.
当时我在这个教会同工，然后教会里面有很多人很爱我。
These other Christians helped me not to conform.
这些其他的这些人呢，也教导了我不要没有效法这个世界。
They prayed for me. They gave me strength and encouragement.
他们为我祷告，然后也同时也给我这些力量。
So friends, don't make the two mistakes. Don't make the mistake of retreat, and don't make the mistake of conformity.
所以说其中我们想要注意的两点就是，第一个，我们面对事情的时候，我们不要逃跑；第二个，就是我们不要效法这世界。
And so my application question for you here is this. How would you, your colleagues, friends, and family describe you as a person?
So you 想问大家一个问题，就是你的同事、朋友和家人应该怎样形容你这个人？
If they were to watch you, what would they see?
如果说他们看你的话，他们会看到什么？
If they were to listen to you, what would they hear?
如果说他们听你说话的时候，他们会听到什么？
Yeah, this is a hard question. This is hard.
这是一个非常难的问题哦，其实。
Many of you are professors and teachers, and it's difficult.
如果说你是个老师，是一个教授，这其实是一个非常难的问题。
But at the same time, it's a great opportunity.To show people Jesus in your life.
但是同时也是一个非常好的机会，然后让别人知道耶稣。
Well, as the passage moves on, we're going to learn a second truth about how we can be a witness for Jesus.
但我们继续看下来，然后经文继续的时候，我们可以来学习基督为基督做见证的第二个真理。
And what we learn here is, friends, resolutely live out the practice of your witness.
我们可以学到的是来坚定的实践你们的见证。
So what does it say here? First, the practice of our witness involves two things. The first thing is our words.
然后第一个就是主的样式。
What does it say in verse 15?
在十五节说到了什么呢？
Always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you. So we need to be ready to use our mouths. We have to use our mouths.
有人问你们心中盼望的缘由，就要常做准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答个人。就是很多时候我们要用我们的语言，然后来为神来做见证。
Have you ever been excited about something that you got that's new?
你们有没有当买到了一个很新的东西，你们有当时有没有觉得很激动？
Maybe it's a new phone.
或者说你得到了一个新的手机。
Maybe it's a new watch.
或者说一个新的手表。
A new car.
一个新车。
One of the things I love about Brother Ding is he gets excited about many things.
这个徐定弟兄呢，他就是对很多事情都感到很激动。
He makes bread.
他做面包。
Have you ever seen his bread?
你们看到过他做的面包吗？
It's very good.
就是非常好吃。
He loves C.S. Lewis.
他喜欢 C.S. Lewis.
He does a lot of work in his lawn.
他也对自己的这个后院非常的这个工作，非常多的工作。
He gets excited and he shares about things that he's excited about, right?
他喜欢分享自己很有兴趣的事情。
That's all of us.
其实我们所有人都是这样子。
What do you get excited about?
你有很有兴趣的事情是什么？很兴奋的事情是什么？
Friends, may we be excited about God.
但是我们希望大家都可以为神感到兴奋。
May we love him and cherish him.And that we love to talk about him.
让我们爱神爱到一个地步，我们希望跟别人分享神。
You know, it may be something that we just can't keep inside.
这有时候就是，比如说我们很激动一件事情，我们想要跟别人分享，我们不想藏在心里。
It says here, be prepared. Be prepared, verse 15.To make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that's within you. So be ready, be ready.
所以说他这里十五节就所以说到，你们要常做准备。如果有人问你们心中盼望的缘由，以温柔敬畏的心回答个人。
So number one, our words, and secondly, the second thing is our actions.
第一点是我们的语言，第二点是我们的行为。
This is really important as well.
所以说这里非常重要。
Especially in difficult, hostile environments.
特别是在敌对这个比较大的一个环境中。
In America today, everyone's talking about LGBTQ plus stuff.
在美国，就是最近这几年最火热的话题就是 LGBTQ plus， 就是同性恋的这些。
And if you don't agree with them.They think you are an evil person.
如果说你不赞成同性恋或者跨性别这些人呢，他们就会认为你是一个邪恶的人。
So what do we do?
所以说我们要怎么做呢？
I think the best thing that we can do is live beautiful lives.
对，我觉得我们其中可以做的一件事就是我们过好我们最好的生活。
Do good works.
做有好的行为。
Love your husband. Love your wife.
爱你的丈夫，爱你的妻子。
Love your children.
爱你的孩子。
This has a powerful effect. Even if people disagree with us, they see our lives and can see goodness in us.
这个其实作用很大，就尽管这些人不同意 你的看法，但是他们看到你生活中的美好，他们也会被感动。
What does it say here in verse 16?
所以说在十六章这里说到
yeah, even it says here, do it with gentleness and respect, having a good conscience, so that when you are slandered, those who revile your good behavior in Christ will be put to shame.There's powerful. It's our actions are very, very powerful.
这个我们每个人的行为都是大有能力的。
And when we take our actions and our words and put it together, it's very powerful.
当我们可以把行为还有我们的言语组合起来的时候，就是更有能力了。
But when we take our words but don't have actions, it's very ugly.
但是如果说我们只说不做。
Oftentimes in China, a college student would become a Christian, and it's college break, and they have to go home, and their parents and family are not Christians. So what do they do? What should they do?
有时候就是当一个在我在大学的在中国的时候，一个中国大学生信主了，但是他放假回家的时候，他的父母不是基督徒，他要怎么做呢？
So we told these students.Love your parents.
但是我告诉这些学生信主的学生们
live out your faith in Jesus. Let your parents see something different in you.
告诉这些学生信主的学生，尽管你的父母不是基督徒，但是你要爱你的父母，也活出你的信心，然后让你的父母可以见到有你的生命中做了改变。
Because sometimes it's hard for these students to talk to their parents about these things. It's awkward and the parents don't want to listen. So we say, live out your faith. Good, let your actions show your faith.
所以因为很多时候作为一个孩子跟父母讨论这件信仰这件事情是非常困难的。有时候父母不想听，然后有时候也非常尴尬。但是我们可以做的是我们可以活出自己的信心。
Back to my college years.
回到我上大学的时候
When I was doing my senior research project, I had a research partner.
在我这个第四年快毕业的时候做一个毕业的项目的时候我有一个伙伴
And we did a research project together and I soon learned that she was not a Christian.
我们当时一起在研究但是我也发现了她不是一个基督徒
And I felt like this could be a good opportunity to share the gospel.
我当时就觉得这是一个非常好的做见证的机会。
But I think my goal there in that situation was to work hard on the project with her, to treat her with respect, to be a good partner in this project.
当时我的目标就是把这个项目完成，然后也同时也给她尊重。
I also had opportunities to share with her about my faith in Jesus a little bit.
当有机会的时候，我也对她分享了我对耶稣的信仰。
And I also prayed for her a lot.
我其实也当时为她祷告了很多。
Little did I know that my research partner came from a Christian home, and her mother was a very strong Christian.
其实当时我不知道的是，我这个伙伴的这个组员的这个妈妈呢，她是一个非常强烈信心的基督徒。
And her mother, yeah, her mother was praying for her all the time.
她妈妈就也为她的女儿经常祷告。
So after we graduated, my research partner sent me a note.
当我们毕业之后呢，我这个当时这个组员给我发了一封信。
She told me that she had become a Christian.
她告诉我，她也成为了一名基督徒。
And she thanked me for being a good witness to her.
她感谢我为她做见证。
And I was so surprised. I couldn't believe it.
当时我很惊讶。
I always wondered, was I saying enough? Did I say enough?
其实我经常困扰我的一件事，我就会想说，我到底有没有说足够的多呢？
I always wondered, should I have done more?
或者说我是不是应该做更多？
But this situation showed me that God was at work, and He used the small seeds and other people to bring my classmate to faith in Christ.
其实在这其中我发现，神其实在这边做工，他用我给撒下的一小小粒种子，还有别人的对他的祷告，让这个种子发芽。
My classmate is still a very strong Christian.
但是我这个同学其实现在也仍旧是一个非常坚定的基督徒。
She's a physical therapist.
她是一个物理治疗师。
She's been to China many times to work in orphanages.
她去中国的这个到过中国这些孤儿院，然后来做很多的义工。
And she even adopted two Chinese children with developmental disabilities.
她也收养了两个在从这些中国孤儿院收养两个残障的小孩。
When I was in Suzhou, I actually met her while she was doing a trip to an orphanage there.
当我在中国的时候，我在苏州也见到了她。她当时就在一个孤儿院做义工。
So my application question for you this week is this: How can I grow as a witness for Jesus this week?
所以说，我想要问大家的问题就是在。我作为一个主的见证人，这礼拜我应该怎么样来成长？
Do I need to talk more or talk less?
我们是应该多说还是少说？
Do I need to show my faith more?
我需要展现我的信心更多吗？
Or you can ask, what do I talk about?
或者你可能在考虑我到底应该说什么？
So something to think about this week.
就是说，对他来说，这是这礼拜可以考虑的一件事情。
Well, as we look again at this passage, we learn a third truth about how we can be witnesses for Christ.
当我们继续读这节经文的时候，我们可以发现第三个真理。
And the third truth that we learn is this: Friends, rest in the power.Of your witness.
第三点就是在主的能力里得平安。
Because we're witnesses for Christ, we must rest in the power of our witness. What does it say in verse 15?
因为我们做主的见证，然后我们也需要在主里面得平安。
But it says here, verse 15, but in your hearts,regard Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense for anyone. So what I want to focus on here is, but in your hearts regard Christ the Lord as holy.
所以说， 十五章这里说到，只要心里尊主耶基督为圣。
The power of our witness is Jesus being the center of our lives.
所以说这里我们需要尊主为圣，因为神主是我们信仰的中心。
Here it says honor. In Chinese, I'm not saying honor the Lord as holy. It's a Greek word called hagiazao. It's an interesting word.
为圣这个词在这个is it Greek?
Yeah, Greek word
叫这个 hagiazao 是一个非常有意思的词。
It's also seen in Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 in the Lord's Prayer, where it says, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Hallowed. This is hagiazo, same word.
在马太福音同样的词也说过，就是尊主的名为圣。
And so this hagiazo or hallow means to revere or to make holy.
这个 hagiazo 的意思就是就是让成圣或者说有尊荣的。
Yeah, so it's like hallow Jesus the Lord in your heart. I'm not sure how to say that in Chinese, but hallow Jesus as the Lord in your heart.
让可以让基督在你的这个心里面成圣，尊敬他。
Respect him, fear him.
尊敬他，但是也要害怕他。
In many ways, Peter is saying, "Don't fear the world."
有时候，这个 is it Peter?
Yeah, Peter.
Okay. 彼得说到，不要害怕这世界。
But fear and respect the Lord.
但是要害怕，对神有敬畏。
Jesus.Is the Lord.
耶稣就是主。
Jesus has great power.
耶稣有大能。
Matthew 28:18 says, Jesus, all authority on heaven and on earth has been given to me.
在马太福音28章18节中，耶稣说到，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我。
This is the language of a king.
这是一个国王的语言。
This is the language of the Lord.
上帝的语言。
So here Peter is saying, rest in the power of Jesus.
所以说我们这里说到要安息在耶稣的大能力。
I think there can be two problems here. The first problem is sometimes we're too big and Jesus is too small.
但是这里呢有两个其实两个比较严重的问题，就是有时候我们太大。而耶稣太小。
We're like, Jesus, I don't want you to have control of my life.
耶稣，我不想要你控制我的生活。
I want to be in control.
我想要自己控制。
Another problem is, our problems are too big, and Jesus is too small.
还有的时候，我们的问题太大，而耶稣太小。
Friends, Jesus is not too small.
大家。要知道耶稣不会太小。
No matter what problem you face, Jesus is bigger than that problem. He can handle your problems.
不管你的问题是什么，耶稣都可以解决。
And Jesus can control your life better than you can control your life.
然后主也可以帮助你，比你自己控制你生活控制得更好。
So the application question here is this.Is your view of Jesus too small?
所以说，你可以看到，就是说，我们这里的问题就是你对主的理解是不是太小了？
One of my observations in this last 3 years in the pandemic, not of this church, but of Christians in general, is that the pandemic was going on, and Christians did not have a big view of God. They just did not trust that Jesus was in control in the midst of this pandemic.
在过去的三年中，我们经历了这个新冠，很多的基督徒呢，我觉得他们扎根不够深，他们并不是很确定神在里面是不是掌权。
Yes, the pandemic was terrible.
这个疫情呢是很恐怖的。
But But Jesus is big and in control, and we can trust him.
但是神是更大的，神是可以掌权的，我们可以相信他。
And maybe you've got some challenges in your life right now.
也许你的生命中会有很多有一些挑战现在。
But friends, we can find peace because we know that Jesus is big and in control, and we can trust him.
但是我们相信，我们要相信我们在主里可以得平安，我们可以相信他。
So friends, don't let your view of Jesus be too small.
所以说我们朋友们，我们不要让你对神的理解变得太小。
Our God is big.
我们的神是很大的。
Our God is sovereign.
我们神是有权利的。
Our God is in control.
我们神可以控制一切。
Being a witness for Christ involves godly behavior and godly speech under the lordship of Jesus Christ.
所以说，为基督做见证，包括在耶稣基督的主权之下，有敬虔的行为，还有敬虔的言语。
Living for Jesus in a dark world is difficult.
有时候，对，在一个黑暗的世界中，然后为神而活，是一个非常难的一件事。
Just like transplanting a tree into a new garden is difficult, so too the Christian life can be difficult.
就像我刚才说的，你移植树的时候，就是一件很容易把它搞死，跟我们基督的生命移植到这世界上也是一样的。
It's hard to stand tall.
有时候你不太容易保持站立。
It's hard to make the roots of our faith grow deeply into the ground.
有时候你不太容易扎根扎深，扎往下往深扎根。
Sometimes the weather is hot and dry.
有时候天气太热，天气太干。
But friends, in these moments, may we be a people who live closely in our relationship with God and closely in our relationship with one another.
但天气太干，天气太热的时候，我们跟神紧密相连。
May we grow deeply in God.
希望大家可以往下扎根。
And may the
在神里面扎根。
And may the power of Christ be seen in our lives.
让别人可以在你的生命中可以见证到神，可以看到神。
May our lives be filled with fruit.
让我们的生命中可以有结很多的果子。
That people around us can see.
然后别人也可以看到。
I want to close with Psalm chapter 1.
我希望在结束的时候跟大家分享一下诗篇第一篇。
Maybe you can read it in Chinese.
不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不坐亵慢人的座位，唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人便为有福。他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干，从他所做的尽都顺利。恶人并不是这样，乃像糠秕被风吹散，因此当审判的时候，恶人必站立不住，罪人在义人的会中也是如此，因为耶和华知道义人的道路，恶人的道路却必灭亡。
Yeah, verse 3, he is like a tree planted by streams of water.
第三节就说他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁。
May we be this kind of person.
希望大家可以像我们一起也可以像这样子。
But this psalm is pointing to someone.
但是这些诗篇是指向某个人的。
It's pointing to Jesus.
指向耶稣的。
This is exactly how Jesus lived his life.
就是耶稣到底他活他的怎样活出了他的生活。
Some of you might be saying,I'm dying. I'm transplanted and I'm not doing well.
你们其中有人说，我被移植的时候，之后我生活的不是那么好。
I'm a broken tree.
我是一个破坏的，被破坏的树。
My leaves are falling off.
我的树叶正在往下掉。
And so my message to you is come to Jesus.
就是我给你的信息就是来到。
Allow him to heal you.
让他给你医治。
Allow him to forgive you.
让他来原谅你。
And allow him to give you strength.
让他给你力量。
Because he died on a tree.
因为他自己本身就在树上死的。
And because he died on the cross, we now can have life in him.
因为他在十字架上死，我们现在可以有生命。
Friends, it's not easy living for Jesus in a dark world, but may we be like trees planted by streams of water.
朋友们，其实在黑暗中活着，其实做一个基督徒生活并不是那么容易的事，但是我们希望每个人都可以像一棵树栽在溪水旁。
Let's pray.
我们来一起祷告。
Father, thank you for this passage in the Bible, and I pray that you would just continue to work in our lives. Help us to be witnesses, and may the world around us see Christ in us. May we be salt, and may we be light. And Father, if we're struggling as a witness, I pray that we would come to Jesus today and find healing and strength and forgiveness. May we rest in his power and not our own. In Jesus' name, amen.